let me ask you a question, okay? Have you ever tried to control something that was out of your control? We all have. You know, you get frustrated, you get discouraged, you get despondent, and even depressed because you try to control something that's way out of your jurisdiction. You can't do anything if you wanted to, and that's controlling things that are out of control. Well, it comes down to the bottom line is that we got to control the controllables and control what we can control. And if we don't do that, we're going to get frustrated, we're going to get down, and we're going to be defeated. We're going to talk about that and so much more. So guess what? Here we go. Let's go.
You're listening to the Obesity Revolution. We're adding fat to fat. You can join the revolution. Follow the conversation and Sean's weight loss journey at theobesityrevolution.com. Now, here's Sean Mulroney.
What is up, everybody? I am Sean Mulroney. That's right. You follow me on all my social media. I am Sean Mulroney. You know, go to theobesityrevolution.com is our website. Help. We got a Facebook group called the Obesity Revolution Support Group. It's closed. It's private. It's for people that struggle with obesity that don't have anywhere to go or don't feel supported. We, you know, we're a tribe. You know, we're a tribe of castaways. We don't, you know, it's few and far between. There's not a lot of places for people that have been struggling with obesity and sort of been trapped in the home. And that's what we want to do. We want to make sure that we help people in their lifestyle, you know, that they get the right help that they need to, you know, as far as, you know, one lady in our group asked, she said, I had to get surgery and I couldn't because I had a bariatric wheelchair and I couldn't get where I was going because it wouldn't fit on the ramp. Well, that's the kind of stuff we want to take care of and change because that's what our four pillars are. We want to identify, educate, inspire, and execute. So if we don't identify it, so I'm identifying a problem right there. And we need to educate people as far as, you know, these ramps, make them to fit people in our situation because, you know, what it's made to be is that we just have to hide and out of, you know, public's eye and, you know, let's ignore, you know, who we are. Well, we got to come out, we got to raise our voice, and we got to do something about it. But, you know, that's what we have to do. And so wherever you go, follow me on social media. Go to theobesityrevolution.com. Like I said, go to our support group. Everything, all the links will be in the show notes. So let's get into this, okay? I have tried so many times to control the things that were out of my control, right? And, you know, and what happens is so much of life is completely outside of our control. You know that, I know that, and, you know, like the people we run into, you know, unfortunate circumstances, our genetics, our ethnicity, and more. There is so many things that you can't change. I can't change my skin, you know, color. I can't change the family that I was born into. And there's so much more. You go down all the way and find out there is things that we try to control. And when we start doing that, we get out of sync. We don't enjoy life because we're trying to do something that, guess what? I can't do that. You know, I can't run a marathon right now. But you know what I can do? I can take one step at a time and I can do an exercise that's for me in my chair, in my bed, or, you know, if I can go to the gym, but that's either here nor there. You gotta just do what you gotta do and don't try to, you know, control it. That because it's uncontrollable, and that's what people do as far as money's concerned. They don't get it. They get frustrated. They want, you know, $1 million And, you know, they can't afford this. It goes too far, especially with the gas prices. You know how it is. And it's just insane because I can't get $1 million. And if I, it's out of my control. And so what we have to do, listen to me, we have to control the controllables. Did you hear that? We have to control the controllables. I'm only in control what I can do. I can't do anything else. And if I start doing that, guess what? I'm going to get frustrated. And have you ever been frustrated? Man, you know, you want to pull your hair out. You want to grit your teeth. You want to stomp. You want to kick, whatever, punch. And it doesn't happen. Well, why not set yourself up for success and control what you can control and control them controllables instead of trying to control something that's out of your control? See, many of these, you know, uncontrollable things are what cause so much stress. Did you hear me? I mean, I've been there, done that. Frustration, you know, and anxiety. I have anxiety all the way, especially with what I'm doing and, you know, working with my mobility. My physical therapist, who's awesome, her name's Debbie. Shout out to her. She's just amazing. But if I do something, I can't walk a mile today. But guess what? I can walk where I need to walk. I can go 5 steps, 10 steps, 15 steps, 100 steps, whatever the case may be. I'm going to get there and I'm going to do what I can. And, you know, when they seem to turn against us and, you know, as they sometimes do, you know that as well as I do, it can drain our energy and block our happiness. I mean, you ever feel like so drained? You're like, you got the life sucked out of you. You're like, you have no more to do, no more to give, no, nothing in you. You're just totally out of it. And no energy. And then, you know, what's happening? We, you know, we're to enjoy more peace of mind, okay? And we need to enhance our life. And see, it's vital, listen, vital to shift the control back into your hands so you can boost your attitude and the results. You know, and thankfully, you can do it. And I think that was one of the best things whenever I started my journey, as I started to control what I could control. And the other thing, which I'm going to talk about at another time, you know, here coming up in the future, about why not do, instead of trying to do, why not do 100 things or go 100% and do one thing rather than do 10% and try to do 10 things. So I'd rather give 100% to one thing than give 10% to 10 things. And then we get, you know, frustrated, it's out of control, and then nothing gets done. And, you know, just listen, control the controllables. And, you know, it's valuable. You know, problems occur when we focus too much on the uncontrollables in life. And I keep saying it, I'm going to harp on that until the end of this episode. Because you got to stop controlling the uncontrollables, or trying to. And start controlling the controllables. And, you know, it's like the weather. You can't control it, right? You just can't. You know, it's going to rain. Well, you can't control that. Guess what? You can't do it. You cannot do it. There's no way to prevent it. There's no way to do anything to stop a tornado, tsunami, whatever you want to say. There is no way to stop it. And how other people act and, you know, during random external obstacles, that's because you try to control the uncontrollables and it's not even in your realm or in your jurisdiction. And then you totally lose your peace. You totally lose your mind. You totally don't have any happiness. You don't have any joy because you're trying to control something that you can't. And so we start getting more emotional too. I mean, man, I can't count how many times that's happened to me. And then all of a sudden we direct our energy on those limitations and the barriers, and we gradually feel more like a victim. You know what I'm saying? I mean, and once that happens, we lose our ability to be proactive. And I want to be proactive. I want to make sure that I'm not just active. I don't want to be inactive. I want to be proactive. And I want to be active before the falls come, before everything, and do what I can do. You know, what is it? Pound of, you know, prevention is, an ounce of prevention is better than a pound of cure. And it's that way. And prevention is the way to do. And how do we do that? We got to control the controllables. And, you know, for all these things outside of our control, that we go through, it comes down to that you declare your full effort to the controllables. If you put your effort into something you can control, and then you complete it, and you know that's a good feeling. But when you do something that you can't do at all, I can't fix a car. I'm not a mechanic. I tried it, but guess what? I have flubbed it up. Computers, I can't fix a computer. I can use them. I can't fix it. And you know what? If there's many times I've took things apart, guess what? They don't get put back together because it is a literal mess. And I'm a human destructo. That's what it happens. Just be with me. Everybody, you know, say, hey, Sean, he, you know, it's not his fault. He was just left unsupervised. Here comes Sean. Yeah, here he is. But, you know, you can start to make the most of your life. And you feel empowered. You take that action. And you live life on the offense and not the defense. How many times, I mean, are you always on the defensive side? But you're always trying to guard somebody getting across that line? Or you're trying to block somebody getting through that touchdown, or you're trying, instead of preventing and saying, hey, I'm going to be on the offensive and I'm going to attack that and do everything I can to take care of what I can. Huh? Because you know what? It is frustrating to all get out. But listen, these moments are that you really need to dig deep, okay? You need to direct all of your energy toward a few things, a one thing, and still that you can control, and then you make the most of them. And you're setting yourself up for success. Now, by doing this, you're going to shift the power back into your hands, not into the hands of something that you can't control, and it's taking you down a terrible, terrible road. And you just, oh man, I'm frustrated. I'm stressed. I'm, you know. But that's what I'm saying. Quit trying to control the uncontrollables. Think about it. Ask yourself, what am I trying to control that I can't control? Do an inventory every day. That's what I do. And then guess what? If I can't do it, I can't do it. And then guess what? I forget about it until I can. But guess what? Each day I do what I can and what I need to do in order to survive, in order to get to where I need to go. And you know what? Some things that you can control, listen to this, is your work ethic. That's me. I mean, you control on you being work, you know, being a worker. You being proactive in working and staying busy. You know what I'm saying? And you know what they say? An idle mind is the devil's playground. And I know you that are struggling with obesity right now, you're in the home, you know, you can't get out. You don't have anywhere to go. And guess what? You're letting your mind get idle, you know, watching, you know, too many things that are depressing. Turn the news off. Quit reading stories on Facebook, because you're just going to get frustrated anyways. I don't. I go in little intervals of news, because guess what? You turn it on, it's bad. The sky's falling all the time. But you know what? It's not falling all the time. Let's control. We can't control anything that's going on. You know, the debt that America's in, can't even fathom it. Why worry and wring your hands on that we're going into a recession? So be it. They get a Great Depression, man. That set America up for greatness. And sometimes you have to go through things, but guess what? Work. You know, do what you can. Make it happen every day. Set yourself something. I have a routine. I make sure I do that. Same thing. In the morning, through the day, and at night. I live by them. And so that's what I'm saying. I can control those things. And I control my work ethic. And then also, I can also control opportunities. Okay? In life, you'll get a few chances to show what you can do, what you're capable of, or why other people should trust you. And so whatever that opportunity is, however small, you know, you make the most of it. Don't just wing it. I do that. I mean, that's me. I have winged it so many times, I can't count. I can't keep track. And listen, then your chance will come and go. You know, if you don't show up, guess what? Just show up. And if you don't show up, you're going to miss out. And then you're going to try to control something that's out of your control. Control the controllables, especially with opportunities that come your way. Seize them opportunities. You say, well, there's just no opportunities for me, and I'm obese, and I'm in my home. Yes, there are opportunities. All kinds of opportunities. That's why we have our support group. That's why we have our Wednesday night call at 7 p.m. Central, 8 Eastern, and also 5 Pacific Standard Time. We do Zoom. If you're in our support group, you get the link, all that stuff, and you can join us. We have a great crowd, great time, and we really encourage and lift each other up. So I do that and make sure that opportunities are going to come, but you miss them if you're not in the way. I got to get in the way of opportunities, and sometimes we avoid things that are hard. And then we find out, well, we got to go through the hard to get to the prize sometimes and get there. It's like digging for gold. It's like back in the days of the gold mines and stuff, they were digging. And the first crew, the men and whoever was digging through that, stopped 3 foot short of finding gold. 3 foot short. Man, and then all of a sudden, boom, other people found. And they're like, I was 3 feet away. And that's where you get FOMO, the fear of missing out. You don't have to be that way. Guess what? Make sure you find the opportunities and you do them. And so you know what else I can control? I can control the controllable of self-improvement, improving myself. That's what the Obesity Revolution is. We are a lifestyle improvement group and support. And so even if uncontrollable factors are stacked against you, you can always work to become the best version of yourself. As I say, what are you doing today that you weren't doing yesterday? You know, think about it. You know, when I started my journey big time about 8 years ago. And so the thing is I want to keep improving myself, but my best day then is my worst day now. See what I'm saying? And I've come a long way. I want that to happen another 5 years. I want my worst best day 5 years before to be my worst day, and vice versa. I want to make sure that I come and I improve myself, because I don't want to be doing my best from 5 years ago. I want to improve, and I want to make sure I improve it and keep going and keep fighting for whatever I can. And it's just the way we got to do it. But while I can't control the reality or the people's preferences, I can control what I do in my life. And I can control my physique, my grooming, my fashion, and more. And sometimes our physique, you know that, we can't, you know, catch up. I get it, lymphedema, whatever, there's more to obesity than meets the eye. I get it. I understand it. And so I can be more humorous about things, and, you know, sometimes I'm a communicator. And so, you know, you think about it, you can communicate, reach out to somebody. Don't be a recluse. Don't be agoraphobic. Just make sure you do something and reach out and get involved. You know, get a support system. You got to do it. You got to have community. You can't have unity without community. That's what it is. It's unity inside community. And so we need to do what we can about our improvement. And you can do something every single day. Once you do, you'll reap the rewards for the rest of your life. I am now, and I'm loving it. I'm not where I want to be, you know, but I'm on my way. I'm taking it one step at a time, and I'm controlling the controllables to the best of my ability. I fall short. I have not arrived. I promise you I haven't. And then you know what another thing is that we can control? A controlling the controllable is our attitudes. You hear attitudes. Attitude, right? I've never met a single person, listen to me, no matter how rich, successful, healthy, whatever it is, who has been able to avoid any misfortune in their life. Anybody thinks, oh, they have it so good. Yeah, well, they have all the money, but guess what? There's something else going on. So don't compare your problems to somebody else. You know, don't let the attitude be different. You know, for one thing, make sure you're even keel with your attitude. I like my attitude to be good. I like to look at things, you know, on the bright side. I like to, you know, make sure I'm not just, you know, looking at, you know, terrible things waiting to happen. Sky is falling. I don't want that to happen. And the key difference, however, is that when misfortune happens, successful people have an incredible attitude. And for instance, I work on it. I'm working on so much with my attitude. Whenever I got put in the hospital back in October 7th of 2021, I was there. I went to the hospital, was in a month, then I went to rehab. I was away from my family for 14 weeks. I'm going to tell you what. I thought, man, it changed my life. Because what I had to do is I had to get the right attitude about it. That I'm here, that this is going to change my life and give me what I need to do. And guess what? I had to be in there and I couldn't control it. So guess what? Let's do this. Let's change that attitude. You know, even when you're going through really difficult times, it's critical to keep believing in yourself. Especially when no one else believes in you. Well, let me tell you, I believe in you, and I think you all are awesome. You matter. You're important. And you got to view yourself as that, even when nobody else does. Because I refuse to let what other people think about me bother me. Because guess what? I can't change that. It's something I cannot control. And you know, it's a set, you know, something, you know, if you're a leader, especially, or you're trying to do something, if you expect everybody to like you, Guess what? Nick Saban said this the best. He said, if you want everybody, you're a leader and you want everybody to like you, go sell ice cream. I love that. Love Nick Saban. He's a coach and of Alabama. And not a big Alabama, but that's beside the point. But Nick Saban, he's an animal. And so, you know, it sounds corny, but you almost have to trick yourself into believing there's a grander vision. And let me say, there is. You know, I have faith. I have my faith. I do that. I walk and do what I do. I surround myself with the right people. And I make sure I keep my circle small. And so the list goes on and on. And the last thing is this. Here's what you can control. Listen to me. Your integrity. Wow. Integrity. Have you ever heard of somebody that they had a good name and then all of a sudden they blew it? And everybody trusted them beforehand, but on the other side of that, when they let their character go out the window because they couldn't control their attitude and they couldn't control all that they lost their integrity. And you know what? It takes a lot of work to keep and be integral and have good integrity. You know, everything that you do, that your character and your name is utmost important, and you're in control of that. How people view you is how you control yourself. Self-control. So think about this. I get to that point and all that. And, you know, it's like that. Here's the thing. You have a piece of paper, right? Just like our words. You know, whenever you take a piece of paper and it's beautiful, it's white, there's no creases, but then you crumble it up. That's exactly what it's like whenever you say those things. But and then all of a sudden you crumple up because you can't take them words back. The same thing with your integrity. You got to go the whole other way. When you lose your integrity and your character, you're gonna have to rebuild completely. So guess what? Mind your P's and Q's. Mind your business. Keep your nose in your business and out of everybody else's. And control what you can control and stay out of trying to control or listen to somebody control things that can't do it. And make sure you protect your integrity with everything that you have. And I'd rather have a good name, okay, than have all the money in the world. I don't care. My name is too important. I'd rather not have the biggest, the best, the this, the that, and my name be wounded, and my integrity is not thought of. That's like, yeah, because you can't, I mean, you can't do anything about it. And once, all you can do is you guard it and say, hey, I'm going to protect it with every fiber of my being. Because my integrity is in my control. What I say, where I go, who I speak to, and how I handle things and how I deal with other people. And that took a lot of work, especially from where my past came from. I grew up on the streets in the north side of Pittsburgh. I went through life. It was pretty rough. But the thing is that don't use things as an excuse, because there's so much more to you, and you can't let things take you down. Control the controllables. Bottom line, you're not in control of what I can do. And don't compare what you have to control to somebody else's. Because when you compare yourself to other people, you're not wise. And it's going to frustrate you, just like trying to control something and then trying to make somebody like you is not going to do anything, because I can't make anybody like me. And I can't control it. How much money I make, it's depending on me working. It's depending on my work ethic. It's depending on my integrity. It's depending on everything that I can control, that I got to control, improving my life and making sure I'm set up for success by controlling the controllables. Make sure you say that. Make sure you get that down. Control the controllables. I love all of you. I got your back. I'm here. I will support and encourage you any way I can. Come follow me at I Am Sean Maroney. Go to the Obesity Revolution. Join the Obesity Revolution support group on Facebook, and we will bring you in, and we'll love you and support you and encourage you. Don't have all the answers, but guess what? We have people that understand where we come from. And guess what? Don't go through this alone. Quit trying to control the uncontrollables and can control the controllables. Love you all. Until next time, we got this. Make sure you don't lose control. And make sure you do everything you can to guard it.
Thanks for listening to the Obesity Revolution. Now it's your time to join the revolution. You can follow Sean's weight loss journey at theobesityrevolution.com.